Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei. We are in the middle of the long sugya of Bal Te'acher, which is spread over a few daf in our Masechta, but in the middle of the sugya in our Daf Hei, we find two separate sugyas which are related to our sugya, but they are not dealing with the halachos of Bal Te'acher. This is the sugya of Lina, the mitzvah of, or the chiyuv of sleeping in Yerushalayim when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the second sugya is the sugya of Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah lemimni yoimeh, and mitzvah lemimni shvuit. We will discuss first the sugya of Lina, and after that we will say a few ha'aras regarding Sfiras HaOmer, and after that we will go back to the main sugya, the sugya of Bal Te'acher, a few ha'aris which are negea to our daf hei. Regarding the sugya of Lina, we first want to discuss the drasha of the Gemara and what does the mitzvah or the chiyuv of Lina include. After that, maybe we want to explain the reason why the Rambam did not mention the chiyuv of Lina. He only mentioned it one time regarding the Bikurim, but he did not mention the general chiyuv of Lina. And at the end, we want to mention also the reason for this special chiyuv of Lina. So let's begin. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv, those two Tanoim did not learn the halachos of Bal Te'acher from the pasuk of V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos. So this pasuk is miyutar for them, and therefore, the Gemara asks, what do they learn from that pasuk? And the Gemara says that the pasuk is needed in order to teach us in Hekesh, Makish Chagasukos leChagamatzos. Ma Chagamatzos ton lino, af Chagasukos ton lino. The same way, when a person comes on Pesach to the Beis Hamikdash, he has to sleep overnight in the Beis Hamikdash or in Yerushalayim. So too in Chagasukos, a person has to sleep in Yerushalayim when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash for the Aliyah LaRegel. And the Gemara says, V'hosa minolon, how do we know about Chagamatzis itself that there is this special mitzvah of Lina? The Gemara says, D'chsiv ufonisa baboiker v'holachto le'oiholecho. Now Rashi explains that this pasuk ufonisa baboiker is talking about the akrova of Korban Pesach. And therefore, when the Torah tells us after the whole mitzvah of akrovas Korban Pesach, the Torah says, u'bishalto v'ochalto b'mokim asherif ha'ashem alaykecho, you should eat the Korban Pesach, ufonisa baboiker v'olachta lo'olecho, in the morning you will go to wherever you need to go. So Rashi explains that this morning cannot be talking about the morning of Yom Tiv itself, of the first day of Pesach. Says Rashi, because shaharehu yom shechiyuvo le'ro'os ba'azara, the first day of Yom Tiv, there's a special mitzvah of re'iya, one has to be shown, one has to be seen in the Azara, he has to be bring oilas re'iyah to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, a person who comes to do Aliyah L'Regel and Chag HaMatzos has to stay during Yom Tiv in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Ufonisa Baboiker, that must mean the next morning, and Rashi says, Leil Chuloi Shel Moed. From that we learn that a person that comes to the Beis HaMikdash has to sleep at least one extra night in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, from that we learn also for Chag HaSukkos, Hikish Chag HaSukkos L'Chag HaMatzos, that also in Chag HaSukkos, when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has the chiyuv of Lina, of staying overnight in Yerushalayim. Now Rashi in Chagigo Daf Yud Zayin says a different reason why we cannot explain the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says Ufonisa Baboiker, why can't we say that this Boiker is referring to Yom Tif itself? Says Rashi over there, because there's an Isur Tchumin. And on Yom Tov, a person cannot leave Yerushalayim because of the Isur Tchumin. Therefore, it must be referring to the second day of Yom Tov, the first day of Chol HaMoed. And from there, we learn the mitzvah and the chiyuv of Lino. Tosis over there ask on Rashi, that will work only according to the Man D'Omar, the Tchumin De'iraisa. Then we could learn that the Pasuk is talking about the Boiker of Chol HaMoed and not about the Boiker of Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov one cannot leave Yerushalayim because of Isur Tchumin. But according to Man D'Omar, Tchumin De'Rabbanon, we cannot explain Rashi's Pshat. Now, regarding this chiyuv of lina in the Beis HaMikdash, there are two opinions in the Rishonim. What does this chiyuv include? Do we say that the chiyuv of lina is only to stay one night in the Beis HaMikdash? Whenever a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the regel, he has to stay at least one night in the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say that the person has to stay throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot and the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, and it is not enough to stay over one night in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim? Now, these two opinions really depend on a big kasha that the Rishonim ask on our sugya. In our sugya, the Gemara mentions the chiyuv of lina regarding someone who is oile laregel. Anybody who comes and does aliyah laregel, the Gemara learns from the pasuk of Onisa ba'boiker v'halachta lo'yalecha that he has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. And from the Hekesh of Chaga Sukkis l'Chaga Matzos, we learned that also in Sukkis one has to stay in Yerushalayim. In the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, Kuf Lamed Daled, the Sifri brings it Rasha that really this Chiyuv of Lina, that Chiyuv that teaches us that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to stay overnight, is not only in the case where a person is coming during the Regel, during Chaga Matzos or Chaga Sukkis. Any time that a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and brings a korban, he is chayev belina. And the Sifri says, "Ufonisa baboyker veholachta lo'ohelecho melamed shete'unim lino. Ein li elo elu bilvad." Maybe I could learn only about someone who's makriv korban Pesach. Minayil rabois oifois umenochois yain ulevoino ve'etim. Anyone who brings all those korbanois, even menachos or levoin of eitzim, Talmud loymar ufonisa kol poinois shatapoine mina boiker vaelach. From this, the Sifri learns that any time a person brings any carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Now, in the Yerushalmi adds that not only when a person brings a carbon, even when a person comes to bring bikurim, he has to stay overnight and he cannot leave at the same day from Yerushalayim. Later on, we will explain the reason and the svara behind this chiyuv, but it is clear from both from the Yerushalmi and the Sifri that there's a special chiyuv lina aside from the chiyuv lina of aliyah laregel when a person comes on Chag HaMatzis and Chag HaSukkos. There's another added chiyuv lina when any time throughout the year when a person comes and brings a korban, he has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Rishonim ask, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that a person who comes on Sukkis needs to stay in the Beis HaMikdash in order to be mekayim the chiyuv lina? Even without a special hekesh of Chag HaSukkis to Chag HaMatzis, we would know that a person is chayv belina because of the special chiyuv lina when a person brings a korban. Because the halacha is that a person who is oila laregel has to bring a korban, oilas re'iyah, and shalmei chagiga. Therefore, since he already is bringing a korban, the Sifri taught us that any time a person comes and brings a korban, he's chayv belina. So why do we need a special drasha to teach us that he's chayv belina mitzad Chag HaSukkos? He's already chayv mitzad the korban that he brought already. So in Tosfos we find two ways of answering this kasha. The first mahalach in Tosfos is that it is true the chiyuv lina that we learn in our sugya on Chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, and on Sukkis is referring to one night, not more than one night. There's a chiyuv whenever a person is coming to do aliyah l'regel, he has to stay in Yerushalayim for one night. Nevertheless, says Tosfos, the reason why we need a special hekesh to teach us this chiyuv is because there are times where a person comes to Yerushalayim and he does not bring a korban with him. And Tosfos explains that the case is when a person send his korban shlomim, his shalmei chagiga yesterday, he sent it in the hands of a shliach, and the shliach came to the Beis HaMikdash the day before, and he was makriv the shlomim for that person. And now, the next day, the person comes himself to the Beis HaMikdash, so mitzad the chiyuv lina of the karbon, there's no chiyuv over here, because the karbon already was mukrav nikrav me'etmoil, it was already brought to the Beis HaMikdash the day before. Therefore, we need a special hekesh to teach us that there is a special chiyuv lina mitzad the regel, and that person has to stay another added night. Since he arrived today to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to stay in the area of Yerushalayim for another extra night. This is the first pshat of Tosfos, and according to this pshat, the chiyuv lino of the regel is one night and nothing more than one night. The second teretz of Tosfos, and the Rashbo and the Ritva agree to that teretz, is that the special chiyuv lina of the regel, the special chiyuv lina that we learn from Chag HaMatzah, Yisufonisa, Baboiker, Veholachta Le'ohelecha, and we learn Chag HaSukkah is from Chag HaMatzah, this chiyuv teaches us that a person has to stay and sleep over in Yerushalayim for the entire Chag HaMatzah, for the entire Pesach, and the entire Sukkot. And Tosfos explains that when the Pasuk says, Ufonisa Baboiker, the Pasuk really is referring to the Boiker, the morning after the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Tosfos brings the Gemara in Menaches, in Zvachim, that we see that the Gemara teaches us that the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is considered one long day. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Ufonisa Baboiker, Veholachto Loyolecho, Asom Kulam Kiboiker Echad, and the Pasuk is referring to the morning after the Yom Tov of Pesach. And we learn Chag HaSukkah is from Chag HaMatzah, and therefore also on Sukkot, a person who comes to do Aliyah L'Regel has to stay in Yerushalayim for the entire Chag HaSukkah. And therefore we could understand very well why we need a special limud to teach us this special chiyuv of Lina Baregel. Because from the chiyuv of the Karbon, it is sufficient to stay in Yerushalayim for one night. Because the Torah only teaches us that the way we saw from the Sifri, that it is enough that he stays overnight in Yerushalayim. Therefore, there comes the Torah and teaches us there's an added chiyuv. Anyone who comes during the regel, anyone who comes to do and to be mekayim the mitzvah of the regel, he has to stay throughout the whole Yom Tov 7 days. So it comes out that we have two opinions regarding this chiyuv of lino. The first pshat of Tosfos is that there's a chiyuv of lino baregel only one night, and the second pshat of Tosfos is that there's a chiyuv of lino of 7 nights when a person does aliyah l'regel. Now in the Rambam, there's a shtikel kasha. The Rambam doesn't mention this halacha of lino, not in hilchois korbonois, and not in hilchois Pesach or hilchois Sukkos. The Rambam only mentions it in Hilchos Bikurim. In Perak Gimel Halacha Yudalet, the Rambam writes, HaBikurim Te'unim Lino. Ketzad, Hevi Bikurov LaMikdosh V'Koro V'Hikriv Shlomov, Lo Yeitze Be'oisa Hayom Yerushalayim Lachzor Limkoimoi, Elo Yolin Shom V'Yachzor Lemochor Le'iroi, Shene'emar Ofoniso Baboiker V'Holachta Lo'oyolecho, Kol Poinoi Shata Poinem In HaMikdosh K'shetovoi Loi, Lo yihiyu elo baboiker. The Rambam brings the drasha of the Sifri, and as we mentioned, the Yerushalmi says that this drasha applies also to Bikurim. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says that Bikurim are also Te'unim Lina. And the Rambam chose to mention this halacha, or this chiyuv of Lina, only in the halacha of Bikurim. But as we saw already from Tosfos and the Rishonim, the real chiyuv of lina is divided into two separate chiyuvim. We have a chiyuv lina of korbonos, whenever a person brings a korbon, and we have a chiyuv lina of linas haregel. Whenever a person comes to do aliyah l'regel, there's another added chiyuv of lina. The Rambam chose to ignore those two chiyuvim, and he only mentions the chiyuv of lina in the mitzvah of Bikurim itself. In Sefer Keser HaMelech, which is a Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, he explains that really the Rambam holds that there's a chiyuv lina in any time a person brings a korban. And the Rambam wrote it in Hilchos Bikurim, and from Hilchos Bikurim we could go on and learn to the rest of the korbanos. The same way a person is chayv belina when he brings Bikurim, so too he's chayv belina when he brings any other korban. The Rashash, Hagoyis HaRashash in our Gemara, says an interesting chiddush. He says that our sugya, the sugya that says that we learn lina on Sukkis from Chag HaMatzos, is going only according to Rab Meir and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv. Rab Meir and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv did not learn the chiyuv and the isser of Bal Te'acher from the posuk of Chag HaSukkis, Chag HaMatzos, and Chag HaShavuos. Therefore, this posuk is miyutar, and they could learn from this posuk the chiyuv of lina. But according to Tanakame and Rab Shimon that hold that the Isser of Bal Te'acher is when a person delays his korban for Shalosh Regalim, or according to Rav Shimon, Shalosh Regalim, Kesidron, V'chagamatzis, Tchila, they use this pasuk of Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaSukkos in order to learn the Isra of Bat Acher. So they don't have a pasuk to teach us this special chiyuv of Lina b'Chag HaSukkos to be makish Chag HaSukkos to Chag HaMatzis, because they already have to use the pasuk in order to teach us the Isra of Bat Acher. Therefore, says the Rashash, according to Tanakam and Rav Shimon, there is no halacha of Lina Boregel. This chiyuv of Lino, when a person does Aliyah the Regel, is only according to Rab Meir and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv, but according to Tanakam and Rab Shimon, this chiyuv does not exist. And since the Rambam paskined that the Baal Te'acher is after Shalosh Regalim, which means he does not paskin like Rab Meir and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv, therefore he does not have a pasuk to learn the chiyuv of Lino Boregel, and that is why the Rambam did not mention this chiyuv of Lina when a person comes to do Aliyah LeRegel. And it comes out that according to the Rashash, the sheet of the Rambam is that when a person comes to do Aliyah LeRegel, if he does not bring a korban for whatever reason, he is not mechuyav to stay overnight in Yerushalayim, and for sure he is not mechuyav to stay the whole Yom Tov, but not even one night, since according to the Rambam, the chiyuv Lina of the Regel does not exist lahalacha. Now we still have to explain what is the reason behind this chiyuv of lino. We saw that there are two chiyuvim, lino beregel and lino when a person brings a korban. Why does the Torah require a person to stay overnight in Yerushalayim when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash? We find three explanations to this chiyuv of lino. One pshat is found in Maharash Sirilyoy in the Pirush and Yerushalmi Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. And the Maharash Sirilyoy explains that this is in order to show that it is hard for him to be nifrad, to depart from the Beis HaMikdash. If a person will come to the Beis HaMikdash and on the same day he will leave, it will seem as if it's so easy for him to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He just came and passed by and he's moving on. Therefore, the Torah tells the person he should stay overnight to show that it is not easy for you to go away and to leave the Beis HaMikdash behind. In the Torah Tmima, in the end of Parshas Re'eh, he brings an interesting pshat, and he brings the Gemara Psochim Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brings and learns from this pasuk of Ufanisa Baboiker, the Holachta Le'Oyalecha, the famous klal of Shluchei Mitzvah Einom Nizoikin. The Gemara says, since the pasuk says Ufanisa Baboiker, the Holachta Le'Oyalecha, Melamed Shetelech Vetimtza Oyalecha B'Sholoim. And from here we learn that Shluchei Mitzvah are not only not Nizoikin on the way to do the Mitzvah, also on the way back, Bachazirason, they are also not Nizoikin, and therefore the Torah promises, V'holachta lo yalecha, you will find your home in peace. Says the Torah Tmimo, we know that this klal of Shluchei Mitzvah Einom Nizoikim is only when it is not Shchicha Hezeika. But in a case where it is Mokim Sakona of Shchicha Hezeika, even Shluchei Mitzvah could be Nizoikin. Therefore, says the Torah Tmimo, that is the pshat in the Chiyuv of Lino. The Torah teaches you and tells you, Ufonisa v'boiker v'holachta lo yalecha, that you will go back home in peace and you will not be Nizok. But the Torah also tells you that there's a condition to that promise. This is only if Ufonisa Baboiker, if you will leave in the morning during the daytime, then you have the promise that the mitzvah will protect you on the way back. But if you will leave during the night when it is Shchicha Hezeika, there is no promise that you will come home in peace, because even Shluchei Mitzvah could be Nizoikim when it is Shchicha Hezeika. According to the Torah Tmima, the reason why the Torah was mechayev a person to stay overnight in Yerushalayim was in order to protect him from the sakonois of the drachim of the ways on the way back from the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, there's a beautiful pshat of the Mikdash David, Reb David Rappaport, in a kuntris meinyonei kochim simen hei oisvov. He explains that really from the pasuk of Ufonisa Baboike V'Holachta Le'Oyalecha, there's only a raya, there's only a source to this chiyuv of Lina Boregel. When a person comes on Pesach or on Sukkis, he is chayav to stay overnight. So how do we learn the extra added chiyuv of a person who brings a korban, the Lina that a person is chayav when he brings a korban, even though it is not during the Regel? Says the Mikdash David, when a person brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, even though it is not Yom Tov of Sukkis or Pesach, it is his own personal regel. He brings from the Yerushalmi, which is brought down in Tosfos Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Ha'oimer harei olai etim lamizbeach, osur behesped vetanis umilasois melocha boi bayoim. When a person is mechayev himself to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he's osur behesped vetanis and doing melocha because it is considered his own regel. And he brings also from the Tosefta, we see the same idea, that any time a person brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, it is his own regel. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, that is why the person is chayev belino when he brings a korban, because it is his own regel. And the same way when he comes to do aliyah l'regel, he's chayev, so too he's chayev when he brings a korban. So just a very quick summary. We saw in our Gemara the special chiyuv of lino b'regel. When a person comes on a Sukkot or on Pesach, he has to stay in the Yerushalayim overnight. And we saw in the Sifri and the Yerushalmi that not only when a person comes during the regel, even when a person comes throughout the year and he brings a korban, he has to stay overnight. According to the first teretz of Tosfos, the chiyuv lina of the regel is only one night. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, and according to the Rashba and the Ritva, the chiyuv of lina b'regel is for the whole yontiv of Pesach and Sukkot, the whole 7 days. And according to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv lino b'mikdash when a person does aliyah l'regel at all, because the Rambam does not paskin like Rab Meir and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv, and there is only a chiyuv when a person brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. The next sugya in our daf is the sugya of the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara is trying to find the source to this halacha that the Gemara mentioned in daf Dalet Amud Beis, that the korban chagiga of the Yom Tov of Shavuos has tashlumim kol shiva, which means that if a person was not makriv the korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, he could still be makriv that korban for the next 6 days after Shavuos. The Gemara says that the source for that halacha is Omra Torah menei yomim v'kadesh chodesh menei yomim v'kadesh atzeres. And the way the Gemara explains is that the same way in Rosh Chodesh we say that there's a korban on the day of Rosh Chodesh, and a person could be makriv the korban musaf, or the koyanim could be makriv the korban musaf throughout the whole day of Rosh Chodesh. And the reason for that is because the units which we use in order to count and to lead us all the way to Rosh Chodesh are units of days. We count 29 or 30 days all the way up to Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we have a full unit, a full day to be makriv the special korban of Rosh Chodesh. So too, regarding the Yom Tov of Shavuos, since the units that we count all the way to the Yom Tov of Shavuos are weeks, Shiva Shavuos, we count 7 weeks, therefore we have this whole full unit of a week to be makriv the Korban Chagiga of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Gemara asks, Eima Atzeres Chad Yoima, we know that we count to Shavuos not only weeks, we also count days, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, so maybe we will learn that there is no tashlumim for the korban chagiga. One has to be makriv the korban chagiga of Shavuos only on the day of Shavuos itself. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gives two answers, two terutzim to that kasha. First, the Gemara says, Otu atzeres yoimi maninan, Shavuos loy maninan. It is true that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we count both, we count days, but we do not only count days, we count only also weeks, so therefore a person has a full week to be mashlim the korban chagiga. And the second teretz the Gemara says, ve'oid chag shavuos ksiv. The name of the Yom Tov of Atzeres is chag shavuos, and that shows us the importance of the counting of the weeks towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Therefore, since we use units of Shavuos, of full weeks, to count all the way to Shavuos, we have a full unit of a week to be makriv the korban chagiga. That is our Gemara. Now, all the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, and also Tosfos HaRosh, and even in our Tosfos is hinting to the Kasha, what is the first teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara says that since we have two counts towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we count days and we count weeks, therefore a person has a full week in order to be mashlim, the Hakrav of the Korban Chagiga. And the Rishonim ask, we know that there's a klal, Tofasto muot tofasto, tofasto merube loy tofasto. Whenever we have an option, the Gemara taught that same klal just in the previous daf in daf Dalet Amud Beis. Whenever we have an option of learning something from the Torah, and there's one of two ways: either we could learn a big halacha or a smaller chiddush, we say that we only learn the smaller halacha, the smaller chiddush, because that for sure we could learn from the pasuk. So therefore, how could the Gemara say that since the counting towards Shavuos is both days and weeks, therefore a person has a whole full week to be mashkin the Korban Chagiga, according to the klal of Tofasta, Meru Beloy Tofasta, we should say that since we have two ways to learn from the pasuk, either the counting of the days is the important count, or the counting of the weeks are the important count, so we should learn the smaller amount, which is the days, and therefore how could we learn from the pasuk that a person has a whole full week to be mashlin the Korban Chagiga. So we find three terutzim in the Rishonim regarding this kasho. The first terutz of the Rashba and the Ritva is that it is true. When the Gemara said this idea that since we count towards Shavuos days and weeks, therefore there's tashlumim kol shiva, the Gemara was really relying on the second teretz when the Gemara said ve'oid chag shavuos ksiv. In the second teretz it is clear that the name of the yomtov is shavuos, which means weeks, therefore that shows the importance of the counting of the weeks, and that is why the person has a tashlumim kol shiva, and really the first teretz by itself, it cannot stand without the second teretz, and the Gemara was really relying on the second teretz that the Gemara said ve'oid chag shavuos ksiv. The Tosfos HaRosh says a different teretz, and he says that when do we say this klal of tofasta merube tofasta mu tofasta merube loy tofasta? That is when we have two options. We could either learn a big chiddush or a small chiddush. The klal teaches us that we have to choose the smaller chiddush because there is no raya from the pasuk to the greater chiddush. But in our case, if we will choose to focus on the counting of the days towards Shavuos, and we will say that a person can only be makriv the Korban Chagiga on the day of Shavuos itself, and he does not have any days for Hashlam or for Tashlumim, so we are simply not learning anything from the Pasuk. We're not learning any Chiddush. The Pasuk is not telling us anything. The Pasuk does not give us any day for Tashlumim. Therefore, it must be in such a case we do not apply the klal of tofasta merubel tofasta tofasta muad loy tofasta, and we say that the Torah really comes to teach us that since there's a double count towards Shavuos, there's the count of the days and the count of the weeks. If we will follow the count of the days, you won't have any chiddush in this halacha because you won't have even one day for tashlumim. You'll have to bring the korban on Shavuos. Therefore, it must be that the Torah teaches us that the count of the weeks is the more important count, and a person has a whole full week for tashlumim, for the Korban Chagiga. The third teretz is the teretz of the Ran, and the Ran says that when do we say tofasta merube loy tofasta? This is when the merube and the muat contradict each other. Whenever we have a choice to learn either the merube or the muat, that is when we learn only the muat. But in our case, there's no real stira between the merubah and the muat. And the lashon of the Ran is, aval kananu medamim leshnehem, the ikar atzeres yoim echad, v'tashlumav shiva yomim. We are not trying to say that we're completely ignoring the fact that we count days towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Of course, the count of the days is very important, and that is why the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only one day. So therefore, the tofasta muad, the counting of the days, is teaching us the Yom Tif of Shavuos, and the counting of the weeks teaches us the tashlumim of the Korban Chagiga, that there is a tashlumim for all 7 days, and a person that did not bring the Korban the first day has another extra 6 days to bring the Korban Chagiga. The Rashash says something similar to the Ran, but with a little small Tosefis. The Rashash asks Akasha, since the whole drasha of the Gemara is based on the yisoid from Rosh Chodesh, Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres, and as we explained, the same way in Rosh Chodesh we say that since we count days towards Rosh Chodesh, we have a full day to bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So too in Shavuos, since we count weeks, we have a whole full week to bring the Korban Chagiga. Asks the Rashash, if that is so we should learn this halacha also regarding the Korban Musaf of Shavuos, the same way the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the time of that Korban is throughout the whole day of Rosh Chodesh, so too the Korban Musaf of Shavuos should have a period of time the whole week of Shavuos, and it should have Tashlumim Kol Shiva. exactly like Chagiga. Why do we limit this halacha of Tashlumim Kol Shiva only to the Korban Chagiga and not to the Korban Musaf of Shavuos? Says the Rashash that according to the Kash of the Rishonim, that works very well. In Shavuos, we have two counts that lead us all the way to Shavuos. We have the count of the days and the count of the weeks. And therefore, the count of the days teaches me that Shavuos is only one day, and the Korban Musaf of Shavuos is only one day, and therefore it does not have any Tashlumim. On the other hand, the count of the weeks teaches me that there is some importance to the whole full week of Shavuos, and therefore from there we learn that there's Tashlumim LeKorban Chagiga Kol Shiva, even after the day of Shavuos passed. In the Or Sameach, Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim, Perek Zayin, there's a beautiful chiddush based on our Gemara, and that will also answer the kasha of the Rishonim that we have mentioned. The Or Sameach brings the famous Machloikis Rishonim regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bazman Hazeh is mitzvah min HaTorah or Midirabbanon. The Shita of the Ramban, the Ran and Tosis is that Bazman Hazeh, mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is only Midirabbanon. And that is based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that now that we do not have Oimer, the Sfiras HaOmer is only Zecher LaMikdosh. On the other hand, the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mitmidin is that even Bazman Hazeh, Sfiras HaOmer is Min HaToyro. Now there's a third unique Shita, and that is the Shita of the Ramah in Igrois HaRamah Amud Kufnun Aleph, and also the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And they both say that it depends what part of the mitzvah. There are two separate parts of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There's Sfiras HaYomim and Sfiras HaShavuos. And the Ramah and Rabbeinu Yerucham say that the Sfira of the Yomim is min HaTorah af bazman hazeh, and the Sfira of the Shavuos, of counting of the counting of the weeks, is not min HaTorah bazman hazeh. It is only Zecher LaMikdosh. And the Ramah says, "Ve'im tish'al madua." If you will ask, what's the difference? Why is the mitzvah of Yomim, of counting the days, min haTorah also bazman hazeh? Counting of the weeks is not min haTorah bazman hazeh. Says the Ramah, "Al ze oimar gzeiras melech hu ubesoy deloika miyovoy." It's a secret in a gzeiras melech. He does not reveal the pshat. Why is it so that the mitzvah of counting the days is also min haTorah bazman hazeh? And the mitzvah of counting the weeks is not min haTorah bazman hazeh. Now the Or Sameach says, "Uledaiti beemes usoyd Hashem liyireyov shegilu lonu rabbiyseinu baalei haTalmud beperek kam de Rosh Hashanah." And the Or Sameach says that through our Gemara we could reveal the secret and explain the difference between the counting of the days in Sfiras HaOmer and the counting of the weeks. That the counting of the days is midiraisa also bazman hazeh, and the counting of the weeks is not midiraisa. The Or Sameach explains that this mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mentioned in the Torah in two separate places, and each one of them is discussing a completely different part of the mitzvah. One of the places is Parshas Emor in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel. The Torah says, "Usfaratem lochem imochoras haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esayim ratnufo," and the Torah says, "Ad mimochoras haShabbos haShvis." Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. That is where we learn the Sfira of days. Chamishim Yoim. We have to count days towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The other place is in Parshas Re'eh. Over there in Dvarim Perek Tzayin, the Pasuk says, Shiv'a Shavuos Tispor Loch Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma Tochel Lispor Shiv'a Shavuos Ve'osiso Chag Shavuos La'Hashem Eloikecha. Explains the Or Sameach that the Pasuk in Parshas Emor is telling us about the special count of days towards the Yom Tov of Atzeres. And if we notice over there, the Torah does not mention the name of the Yom Tov as the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The word Shavuos is not mentioned over there describing the name of the Yom Tov. And says the Or Sameach, therefore, that mitzvah of counting has nothing to do with the korbonos of the Yom Tov. That is a special count of days towards the Yom Tov of Atzeres. And as the Gemara and our Gemara teaches us, "Menei yomim v'kadesh Atzeres," And therefore, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only one day, because the count towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only one day. And that count, says the Or Sameach, has nothing to do with the Korbanos. Therefore, that count is a mitzvah min haTorah, even when the Beis HaMikdash does not exist anymore, because the count of the days has nothing to do with the Korbanos. Says the Or Sameach, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh is teaching us something completely different. There is an added mitzvah, a special mitzvah, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, to count another count, counting the Shavuos, counting the weeks towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Therefore, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah calls that Yom Tov Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, our Gemara learns that there is Tashlumim Kol Shiva for the Korban Chagiga, because this special count of counting the weeks was a special count in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and that was only a count towards the Korbanos of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And since we count weeks towards the Korbanos of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, therefore, these Korbanos have Tashlumim Kol Shiva. And says the Or Sameach, V'ze oimek hadavar lame'ayin, and that is the secret that the Ramah says. That is why nowadays, Bazman Hazeh, the counting of the days is still min haTorah, because the counting of the days has nothing to do with the Korbanos, and that is why the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only one day, because Menei Yomi V'Kadish HaTzeres, and the counting of the weeks is not min haTorah Bazman Hazeh, because the counting of the weeks is a special mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, to count weeks towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and that mitzvah min haTorah is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayom, when the Korbanos existed, and Bazman Hazeh is only Zecher LaMikdash. And says the Or Sameach, it is beautifully meduyak in the Lashon of the Psukim. In Parshas Emor, the Torah says the words, Chukas Oilom Ledoyo Yiseichem Bechol Moish Viseichem. This mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, of counting the days, and the Yom Tov of Atzeres, that is Chukas Oilom Nedoyer Yiseichem, it will always exist even after the Beis HaMikdash will not be with us. But the mitzvah of Parshas Re'eh, over there the Torah does not say Chukas Oilom Nedoyer Yiseichem, because this is only a temporary mitzvah in the times where the Beis HaMikdash exists, and after the Chuban Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of counting the Shavuos, the weeks, does not exist anymore. Back to the sugya of Baal Te'acher, I would like to discuss the sugya of Baal Te'acher in Korban Pesach. When a person is not makriv his Korban Pesach on Yudalid Nisan Ben Harbaim, is that person oiver on Baal Te'acher, or maybe he is not? And that depends really on a pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara brings the Braise in Daf Dalet Omud Aleph. The Braise listed all the things that a person is oiver on Baal Te'acher when he delays and he pushes off bringing them to the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things listed there was Pesach. And the Gemara asks Akasha, Pesach bar mikra bar regolim hu? Could a person bring a korban Pesach throughout all the three regolim? Pesach zimno kviolei. Pesach has a very specific time on Bein Arbaim of Yudalid. I akrevei akrevei, v'iloi akrevei itchilei. If he brought the korban on time, he was mekayim the mitzvah. And if he missed the opportunity, he can't bring the korban Pesach anymore. And the Gemara means to ask, how could we list the korban Pesach as one of the things that a person is over Baal Te'acher if he does not bring them on time? Now there's a machloikis how to understand the kasha of the Gemara. Tosfos says, "Ve'iloi akrevei itchilei, v'harei miyad oiver olav." The pshat in the Gemara is that since the Korban Pesach has a very specific time, therefore if that time passed by and the person did not bring the Korban Pesach, he cannot bring the Korban anymore and he's oiver bebal te'acher miyad. And therefore, when the Shkia, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet says that when the Shkia Sachamo, that is the last time that a person could be Makriv Korban Pesach. And according to our Tosfos, when the Shkia of Leil Tesvav comes about, the person is Oiver Bebal Te'acher Miyad. And therefore, the Gemara asks, how could we say that Pesach is one of the things that a person is Oiver Bebal Te'acher when three regalim pass, or when shalosh regalim kesidron, all the opinions that we saw in the Daf Daled, Pesach is different, and on Korban Pesach, a person is oiver bebal te'acher miyad. Also from Rashi in Amud Beis, Divur Amatchil Pesach, it is mashma that he holds that on Korban Pesach, a person is oiver b'bal te'acher immediately when he did not bring the Korban Pesach on time on Yoim Yudalet Bein Ha'arbayim. On the other hand, the Turei Evan says that he has a different pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Pesach Zimno Kviyolei, that Pesach has a specific time, the Gemara means to say that there is no Baal Te'acher whatsoever on Korban Pesach. And the Turei Evan explains that the Isur and the love of Baal Te'acher is only on a Korban that has Tashlumin. When a person could still bring a Korban and he pushes off the bringing of the Korban for more than Shalosh Regalim or Shalosh Regalim Kesidron, then a person is Oyveh B'Baal Te'acher because throughout this whole time he was able to bring the Korban and the Korban was a kosher Korban. On the other hand, on Korban Pesach, since the time of the Korban Pesach is only on Yom Yudaled, and there is no Tashlumim for Korban Pesach after that time on Tisvav or Tzayin or throughout the year, therefore there is no Baal Te'acher at all, and the Turei Evan is Medayik the Loshin of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loi Te'acher Leshalmoi, anything that has Tashlumim, there is an Isser of Loi Te'acher, but something that does not have Tashlumin, like Korban Pesach, there is no Isser of Baal Te'acher. And when the Gemara asks about Korban Pesach, the Gemara means to ask, how could we mention Korban Pesach in the Braisa, in the list of the things that there is an Isser of Baal Te'acher, since the Korban Pesach, there is no Isser of Baal Te'acher at all. In the Chochmas Monoyach, says that there's a diuk against the Turei Evan from the Gemara. The Gemara's teretz on the Gemara's kasha, when the Gemara asks why do we mention Pesach in the Braisa, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, Pesach kedin nasbo. The pashtas that means that Pesach really was not supposed to be mentioned in the Braisa of Baal Te'acher, but nevertheless the Braisa mentioned it because usually Pesach comes together with Maiser and Bechoyer, and since Maiser and Bechoyer were mentioned in the Braisa, so the Braisa also mentioned Pesach, even though it is not supposed to be mentioned there. Says the Chochmas Monoyach, Bishlema, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that by Korban Pesach, there is a love of Baal Te'acher. So even though really it shouldn't have been mentioned in the Braisa, because the Braisa is mentioning all the things that a person is oyver b'Baal Te'acher after Shloisha Regalim, and Korban Pesach, a person is oyver b'Baal Te'acher right away, nevertheless, we could still mention it because there is still an Isser of Baal Te'acher on Korban Pesach. But according to the Turei Evan, that there is no Isser of Baal Te'acher at all on Korban Pesach, how could the Braisa mention something which is not true? The Braisa gives us a list of all the things that there is a Baal Te'acher, and the Braisa says that one of them is Pesach, and this is not true according to the Turei Evan. Therefore, says the Chochmas Manoyach, that is a riot that the pshat of the Turei Evan is wrong, and Rashi and Tosfos are correct that by Korban Pesach there is a Baal Te'acher right away, immediately. On the other hand, the Sfas Emes says that there is a riot to the Turei Evan from the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention the Isur of Baal Te'acher regarding Korban Pesach. It is nowhere to be found in the Sfarim of the Rambam, and that might be a riot that he holds like the Turei Evan, that really there is no Isur of Baal Te'acher in Korban Pesach. But nevertheless, is the Sfas Emes, the Mashmos, and the Pshat, and the Pashtis of the Lashon of the Gemara, is like Rashi and Tosfos, that by Korban Pesach, a person is Oiver, Bebal Te'acher, right away, immediately, if the day of Yudalet passed, and he was not Makriv the Korban Pesach. The Aruch Laner has a very interesting Kasha, and he says, according to Tosfos and Rashi, that by Korban Pesach, a person is Oiver, right away, Bebal Te'acher, since the time of bringing the Korban passed and he did not bring the Korban, says the Aruch Laner, we should say the same thing by a person that was mafrish a kivsa for a chatos, and the halacha is that one could bring a Korban chatos only so long that the kivsa is ben shnosoi. When the kivsa is 1 year old, he could bring the Korban chatos. Says the Aruch Laner, so if that time passed by, if more than a year passed, and the Kivsa is not anymore Ben Shnoso, the person now cannot bring the korban anymore. He should be over immediately on Baal Te'acher, even though there were not three Shloshim Regolim Kesidron v'Chag HaMatzis Tchilo. And the Aruch Haner says that we never find such a halacha that if a person waited too long and now he cannot bring the chatos, he's over b'Baal Te'acher. Says the Aruch Haner, and that this is his loshoin. The loy shaykh Baal Te'acher elok she'evir ha'moyed she'hoyol lehakriv korban. The Pashto of Aruch Haner means to say that only when a person pushed off the time that the Torah gave him to bring a korban, like korban Pesach, that he had a special time and he did not bring the korban in that time, according to Rashi and Tosfos, he's over b'Baal Te'acher. But in the case where the time passed and now the korban is too old to bring that korban to the Beis HaMikdash, this is not the time that the Torah gave for that specific korban. The korban has time throughout the whole year. Now the korban is too old to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, there is no Baal Te'acher in such a case. So just a quick summary. We saw that the Gemara asked, how could the Braisa list Pesach as one of the things that a person is over Baal Te'acher, since Pesach has a very specific time to bring that korban? According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara's kavana was that Pesach and Korban Pesach, a person is oivir b'Baal Te'acher immediately if he did not bring the Korban Pesach on the right time. According to the Turei Even, the Gemara's pshat is that on Korban Pesach there is no Baal Te'acher whatsoever, since Baal Te'acher is only on Korbanos where a person could still bring the Korban and he chooses not to do so. The Chochmas Monoyach says that from the Loshin of the Gemara it is mashma against the Turei Even, because Rav Chisda said Pesach kedin aspo, that Pesach was just mentioned in the Braisa as an added thing, and according to the Turei Even, the Braisa will not mention something which is a lie, since according to the Turei Even, Pesach does not have an Isser of Baal Te'acher at all. On the other hand, the Sfasemis says that it is mashma that the Rambam holds like the Turei Even, and therefore he does not bring this halacha of Baal Te'acher by Korban Pesach at all. And we had the Kasha of the Aruch Haner, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that whenever the time passes and a person cannot bring a korban anymore, a person is oiver b'Baal Te'acher. Why don't we say the same thing by a korban chatos? When a person waited too long and the korban now is too old to be brought as a korban chatos, a person should be oiver b'Baal Te'acher. And we saw the teretz of the Aruch Haner that there is a difference between a time limit, which is a period of time throughout the year, and a time limit which is related to the age of the korban.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.